Blog Talk Radio.
Since we're gonna do Wale,
yeah,
as our main artist today,
yeah, I checked him out, man. I'm telling you. Well, first I'm a little biased because I actually like Wale. Period.
I do too.
But yeah, I pretty much checked the whole thing out yesterday.
What?
I was pretty much impressed. It wasn't too many songs.
9 out of 10.
Like, yep. About nine.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
I'm just gonna give him a 9 out of 10 just because.
Because it's content.
Yeah, and I'm kind of biased. I really want to give him a 10, but
It is what
I'm
it
pretty
is.
Sure he can do a little better. But
yeah, you know, I'll break it down here later. But let's run it right now. Let's do let's run the song. It's called Middle Finger. Check it out.
Now, one of the services you provide is giving people something to talk about. Let them talk. It makes them happy. It makes them feel good. They don't believe half the shit they say. People want to talk. Yeah. It's fun to talk.
Hate to be the bearer, bad news, but I can't move with too many rap dudes. I respect dudes from my double M crew, but I'm just not that dude hanging on the who's who's and stuff. Casual, but some got room for nuts. Can't fool with niggas who put the rumors up. Wanted that quit rap music sex, but couldn't run up for a two. So with you, I'm stuck within a booth. Truth, the only tool I trust. And it's saying the locks, pro tools be stuck. You grindin' hot, they won't be cool with ya. They like assignment shots, they old news to us. Hey, society, I trip. Gotta be the realest. Hey, what look like? Society, I trippin'. Hey, what look like? To follow no nigga. Just the God inside of my mirror. Nigga,
fuck you, leave me alone.
Fuck you, leave me alone.
Shit feel like squeezing a motherfucking
Lago.
Fuck you, leave
carry
me alone.
You dig?
Good.
else. Preaching and geeking, I kinda think that I'm Malcolm X. MDMA on my juice, jaws tied it through. Now I'm sweating cause the bitches they was by me too. Are you judging me now? You fuck with me now? Miscarried my first child, they finna come out. Fuck a therapy route, where the syrup and loud. Blue 30 come around, dead smile. Opiated to show up later with more elation. All my bitches, they take it easy, enjoy the paper. Try to be with the people, see, but I'm fighting them inner demons. The hot end was eating me while I be in Vegas. Yeah, life a gamble anyways, yo. Pop a perk, I got murk through the pain, though. Mind bills piling up, drop a single. Thrills all gone when that motherfucking fame go. Ever seen a mix J. Cole in the Django? Educated shit, but he whip like he ain't dope. Black bitches say my shit is so graceful. White bitches barely know me up in Greystone. That's society, I trip. Hey, hey. Gotta be the rips. Hey, hey. Society, I trip. Hey, hey. To follow no nigga. Just the God inside of my mirror. Nigga,
fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone.
Aware of everything, but paying attention to one thing.
Me, fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone. Fuck you, leave me alone.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, welcome back.
That was Wale, Middle Finger, the Middle Finger. That's off his new album, the album About Nothing. Y'all should definitely go check it out. It's a pretty good album, got a lot of good songs in there. And something, you know, unique about it is Jerry Seinfeld. Him and his wife, actually, they both, well, his wife is a big fan of Wale.
Right.
Like, she's always been a big fan of him.
Right.
So Jerry, you know, they got together, and they actually, he helped them with the album. They did everything together, basically helped produce the album with him. It's a pretty dope album. You should check it out. I think the idea came back from his mixtape a couple of years back when he had a mixtape. I think it was the same title, but this is pretty good. I've been waiting for some new Wale stuff to come out.
And it's pretty good. You're damn right.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, like, released on the 31st?
Was it?
Yeah. So it's been out for a little bit, but it's definitely something you guys need to check out.
Oh, yeah.
Man, why ain't nobody tell us what the weather was going to be? Damn. Stuck out here in the rain not knowing what to expect.
Wait up.
Him. There you go.
Daddy, don't you know he's not supposed to be out in the lightning like that?
That joke was retarded, girl. But he urban as a bitch, though.
Urban himself, Weatherman Joe in the building. How's it going, man?
The mastermind of the weather.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man.
I just want to give a shout out to all my Skittles out there.
Your Skittles.
Yeah.
What is a Skittle? Is that like your homie?
Yeah. It's a little bit cooler, a little bit sweeter than the Skillet.
So it's like your gay homies?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
It's more like to just the feminine side.
Okay, cool.
I just stick with Skillets. What up, my Skillets?
All right, well, guys, don't have an 808. We're just going to bust out with the weather first today. Do a little different today.
Tempo. All
right. Well, we're going to start with your weather for tonight. We're going to drop down to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Gonna partly cloudy with 11% chance of rain, so don't count on it. And it's gonna just be hot for the rest of your life in Florida. So I don't really need to have have a job anymore. But tomorrow you're going to have nothing but that good old golden sunshine, and it's going to be 92. It's going to feel like 104 outside, so be careful and well hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Drop down to 67. You're going to have nothing but that good old sunshine. It's going to have your nice southeastern wind coming at you at 7.5 miles an hour. Friday is going to be partly cloudy, 92 degrees, so you're going to have that baking oven effect. It's going to be very humid. It's going to be a 92, but you're going to feel like 95. And then you're going to drop down to 66 degrees with 10% chance of rain. You got a south-southwest wind coming at you at 6 miles an hour. Saturday is going to be 89 degrees. It's going to have that falsetto effect on you where you're thinking you can hit that high note, but you really can't. It's going to be 89. You think you're not in the 90s, but it's going to feel like 94 degrees.
The falsetto effect. When you think you can hit that high note, but you really can't.
I gotta make sure everybody gets at least a good dose of that Urban Dictionary.
Nah, you're just urban all together, Weatherman Joe.
It's in your blood, your bones.
I feel like I have to enlighten the people, you know?
You got it.
To culturize.
It's all in his DNA.
Yeah, it is. This guy is urban. It comes out his pores. When you force it, Weatherman Joe, it ain't, you know, organic.
This stuff is not taught at all, 0%.
Yeah, it comes straight out. You know, it just flows like a river.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like mashed potatoes.
Speaking of not having rivers, I mean, anybody been to Cuba lately?
I can't say I haven't.
I was taking a trip down there. It was mighty hot. You wanted to complain about 94 degrees. I'm talking about at least 107 down there right now.
In Cuba?
Yeah, in Cuba.
Wow.
I had the flag on the side where they allowed me to fly in open airspace. So, I mean, I'm pretty much accepted across the world, except in some parts of Egypt. And that's just a long story. Well, we'll get into that later. But let's get back to the weather. And Saturday, yeah, PM thunderstorms possibility. You're going to have 80% chance. So I'm going to say around, let's say, 6:32 p.m., you're going to have drizzle starting. And then 6:34 p.m., you're going to start to have that rain effect. And then about 7 to 7:10, you're going to start having downpours with a little bit of lightning. Overnight, you're going to have flashes, but no big deal. So if you have little kids, don't be afraid to put them to sleep by themselves. And then the wind is 7 degrees.
Parents,
7 miles an hour.
Weatherman Joe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Sunday is, going to be a great day for it. Nice more 80 degrees, 87 degrees. And then you're going to drop down to 67 for the nighttime, but thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's going to be about an 82, 83% chance of rain and thunderstorms. So if you're going out, be careful, and you don't want to be stuck out there because you got an eastern wind that day with 6 miles an hour. And usually when you get the eastern wind, that's when you start having some stronger storms coming out from the Gulf. So you got to be careful of that.
I think we might be doing 3-day forecasts from now on. I know Weatherman Joe pours out information about the weather because he's so in tune with it. And speaking about that, you got that new app that's going to be up on our website soon.
The new app is actually out on the Rail and Randy Facebook page right now. It's in the beta stages. So go ahead and download it right now. It is absolutely free.
You're not charging for that knowledge?
No, I don't. I feel like I would be robbing the people. I just want to literally be giving it away.
You're a true saint.
Well, I'll tell you this much. We'll do three-day forecasts from now on, Weatherman Joe, because Weatherman Joe has been walking in here really stressed out about, you know, what he's got going on at home. Because have you seen him?
No.
Because he comes in here and he's just so, you know, dead.
No.
Dead to the world.
Really?
Yeah. I told him the other day he's got to sack up. He sacked up and gave me a 5-day report, but we'll just do a 3-day for you here next time, Weatherman Joe. Seems how we only have 3 days in between. The most of our shows. Anyways, yeah, check out Weatherman Joe's app. And
it's WMJ. You can do it on the Google Play Store or go to the Rail and Randy Facebook page.
All right.
It's awesome. I'm glad Weatherman Joe's making strides in the world right now.
I'm telling you, if you ain't got it, you're tripping. You should already have it by now.
In a bottle now.
The t-shirt giveaway.
Yeah, the t-shirt giveaway, we're going to be doing trivia and a couple things today. We might save one for Friday, for Freestyle Friday, the winner of that competition. But real quick, the number for our show is 713-955-0701. And later on, we'll be calling for you guys to call in to do the information.
The information?
For
the trivia.
The answer. For the trivia. Yeah, we'll be doing all that.
Yeah, we'll just check that off.
Real quick, a word from our sponsors. Dog bite. Bitch, who got you infested with AIDS at the club in the back seat of your car? Call Morgan & Morgan for the people. Offices, Jacksonville. All right, welcome back. There's some words from our friend down there in Jacksonville.
All
right. Our homie. Who knew we would get sponsored by Morgan & Morgan? That guy sponsored anybody.
Is that John Morgan?
John Morgan, yeah.
Wow.
He's my homie.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and him kicking on the weekend.
No, we really made
y'all go golfing together, huh?
No, we don't go golfing. Me and his wife get together and do some things. So.
Oh, y'all swim together?
Well, you could call it that.
Greased up.
Yeah. No, yeah, I grease up, but I don't fight her.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
He greased her up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Hey, bro, let me ask you something.
So the Mad Enough story we have for you guys today is the teachers
in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, it's actually it was. I heard first they say it was like 20 of them at first.
Okay.
I'm not going to put out a number because that might be completely inaccurate. But I can tell you right now, 12 of them are possibly facing 20 years in prison for racketeering. Now it all first started was. They were giving our answers to standardized testing and stuff like that. They said it was educators, not teachers, educators. So it was like a principal was involved, a whole line of people.
Damn.
And so what they trying to, the reason why they're trying to get them on racketeering is because they're saying if these teachers gave these tests away, the kids did good, gave the answers away, the kids did good, that means they could have possibly
got raises,
yeah. bonuses and stuff like that. And so... But the thing, what was crazy, I was listening to watching the video. It's on my page. It's by the Young Turks, I guess. They always doing like controversial stories on
right.
their. So both of them, the point they was making was that fire them, yeah, cool, you can fire them. But trying to get them on racketeering is jacked up. And then the chick was saying,
why is that jacked up?
Because I'm gonna tell you, the chick was saying why it's messed up because the school is in one of those really poor neighborhoods and those, you know. And so listen.
Go ahead.
And so. They were saying was that their budget is cut.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, and I've heard this from my stepdad itself, they talk about it all the time. A lot of teachers talk about it. What happens is if students don't perform well, it's automatically on the teacher.
Right.
But if your funding is down, you don't have the same access to other things that you can get, other schools have that help teach kids, and you got kids that's coming from these urban communities that have developmental problems, that are behavioral issues and stuff like that. They're pretty much are not going to do well. Some are, but most of them are not. So all the pressure is put on these teachers to make sure these students pass.
As they should be.
Right. And so what happens is the teachers, it starts at home, bro. But anyway, so the teachers don't do well.
Get your hand away from a goldfish unless you eat one, bro.
The teachers don't do well. So what happens is now their job is on the line. So let's say you go.
As it should be.
So let's say you go teach at one of these schools,
and
you got a whole room full of fucking knuckleheads.
Knock those sons of bitches silly or get fired.
You'd be fired.
No, I wouldn't. I would tell these kids. I say, listen.
And then they don't listen.
I would say, listen. Either you listen, or I got something for your ass. Right.
Yeah.
This is what I say.
And then they say, all right, what's up then?
I'm gonna say, if you don't listen to me, you're gonna wind up expelled from my school.
Right.
Because I take pride in this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I need to know that you guys are going to also take pride in the school. And I'd be a good teacher. I would give them information they need. I would give them every ounce of my energy while I'm at that school.
Right.
Regardless of the fact that they come from a poor family or not.
Right.
Poor or rich doesn't make you smart or retarded.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So I think that, yet again, is another excuse
Let's say you have an athlete that comes from Wildwood.
Yep.
That doesn't have the same equipment, doesn't have the quality of, you know, weight room and all that type of stuff like that, versus a kid that comes from like a Mineola High School or a 6A school where they have like damn near a college type of. So that kid's going to be stronger. He's probably going to be faster.
How is he going to be stronger?
Because he has more equipment. They have a better training.
No, not at all.
That's
not the case.
Okay, so
that's the case in most times because what I just said. These trainers.
When we play other schools, bigger schools,
right?
They damn near ran all over us.
Cool.
Think of any school.
No.
A bigger school that we played against. All right, let's for example.
Ran over.
Okay, I'm not saying like that. Okay, for example, Union County. When we played the first round of the playoffs,
right.
Union County, we got drug.
Yeah, we got drug.
They were bigger, faster, stronger.
Let's not make this about us. Okay?
I'm not saying
what
saying,
I'm saying
the same
is,
concept when it comes to schooling.
Well, let's step back and listen to what Big Daddy Ding Dong's about to tell you real quick. What I'm about to tell you is maybe we didn't have a coach or somebody who would take pride and put their effort. You need to have credentials in order to teach at places like that, and they need to get paid. And obviously, these people who are doing racketeering and trying to get raises, they're doing it for a reason.
They didn't say that it was trying to get. They said they possibly could have been doing it. I honestly believe the teachers were doing it because their job's on the line.
Their job's on the line because they don't teach these kids what they need to know to pass.
No, that's not true. You can go talk to any teacher.
How is that not true?
You can talk to these teachers around here, bro.
They have a poor teaching method.
No, listen. Like in Florida.
Right.
They
teach like shit.
But you know why? It's because they instead of like, if you look at the video of the chick she was talking, it made perfect sense. They give you this, they say, all right, like FCAT, for example. They give you the FCAT. And they say, all right, we all had to pass the FCAT. So throughout the year, the teaching and the curriculum was supposed to be FCAT based, wrong or right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but it fucking wasn't, because you take the FCAT as like, what the hell? What is this? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not necessarily the FCAT didn't you know, invoke any retardation in me onto the paper,
right?
Because not necessarily I was a good test taker.
But it was
because
kids with 4.3 GPAs failing the FCAT, bro.
Yeah, because they got that quote-unquote, I'm a bad test taker. No, they're full of shit.
That's true.
And the people that had 4 point whatever GPAs, they were given those grades. I know a lot of people, and I know probably the person you're talking about. We got a caller. All right, let's listen to the caller real quick. Okay, here we go. 1 second.
You missed it.
No, did I?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on live. Hit us with it.
I'm on live.
Yeah.
What's up, man? This is Brandon Rollins from Leesburg, Florida. I was just calling in and saying I love the show and I agree with Rel. That's all I basically wanted to say. It's not always just the students. Always the teacher's fault. Sometimes it's the students. We have a lot of kids these days that are turned up and pretty much hopeless. And the teachers, you have a lot of good teachers out there that try.
It starts at home. It starts at home, bro. It starts at home, and sometimes it comes from where they're from. If all you see, if the only successful people you see in your neighborhood are drug dealers and guys that are doing that, then guess what? You're gonna naturally lean to that. So guess what? School has no appeal. If you listen to the music we listen to, some of the kids listen to today. So guess what? Education has no appeal. So you got all these rappers that rap about stuff today. School has no appeal. So guess what? They're gonna do bad in school. So you get this good teacher that took all these years in school to learn to teach these kids this and actually passionate about it. But have a kid that don't give a damn, guess what's going to happen? That teacher's going to suffer because they're going to say, you're not teaching the kids this information.
I get you. I totally understand what you mean by that.
Go ahead, bro.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but what they did, I'm not approving it, not saying it's right. But here's another thing I was agreeing with Rel on. It's also the resources in your area when he was relating it to football. Imagine a kid that went to a Dr. Phillips versus a village when it first opened, just the resources that they have, just the opportunity that they have, a good support group. And I'm not saying it's the case all the time, but the majority of time in small areas, there's not a good support group, starting with home, community. That's really the main two things I could think of, home and community. So you got to look at that as well.
Well, the basis of my argument is not really the fact that that affects a child. What my argument is on is, was it a fact that what these people did, what these teachers did, was it right or wrong?
No,
it
was
100% wrong. And the reason I say that it's wrong is because I think there's other ways. I'm not selling the fact short that if you come from a you know, under underprivileged family or whatever, a different neighborhood or something, this, that, and the other. I'm not saying that doesn't affect you. I'm saying there's other ways to bring out more of a child to the school.
How
are after school programs and
they
and
have it, those, bro.
Of course they do,
but guess
what?
That stuff is not mandatory. So guess what? Is a kid going to go?
While you have that child there, you need to take advantage of it. And thanks, man. What's your name again?
B. Wall.
My name's Brandon.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right. But no, what I'm saying is what the teachers did is wrong. They went about it the wrong way.
I understand
that they were put in a bind, but that's not the way you do it. The way you try to do it is you have to take advantage of every second you have at that school, and you teach these kids in a way you need to learn the material instead of reading the material and just giving it to the kids, which is
right.
What a lot of teachers do. They're so full of crap. You know what I'm saying? All they do is hide behind it.
I agree with you 100%. There are a ton of teachers.
Yeah, and
there's
a lot of people like that, and that's what we really need to get away from.
But this is what I don't believe. I don't believe that all these people that have been affected by this right now, these 12 educators, I don't believe all the 12 of them were horrible teachers. Another thing that was brought up in it, and I know you this is a real sensitive topic to you, they saying it's actually racist. Because it actually was white educators that was involved,
right.
And they all got, like a slap on the wrist and was like, y'all good. And
right.
the 12 other educators are all African-American, and I think they said one of them even the principal. So right. I don't think it was all about money.
That's pretty jacked up.
I don't think it was all about money. I honestly think it's like your job is on the line. You got a family at home, so what are you going to do?
You know me and us being mildly in the media, I don't agree with racism comments
right.
And this and that.
That's why I didn't really want to throw it in.
It's definitely suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
but,
if that's the case, then that's pretty jacked up.
Yeah, you
got to,
get a chance, check out the video. If you guys out there get a chance, check out the video on my Facebook. They broke it all down. And the people that are breaking down are a Caucasian woman and female. It's a guy and a male and female. They breaking it down, and they actually giving both their points. And like you said, it was wrong. They shouldn't have been giving out the answers. That was wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, we don't know their situation if it was
right. And that right there has been brought to you by WhackPeopleMeet.com. We need to help these guys out. They're just coming off the ground. It's for people who have trouble face-to-face with people.
Right.
Women and men, they're kind of
shy.
Yeah, they're a little shy, and, they want to just have an outlet to speak to women in a weird way. Yeah. Jesus Christ, weather man. Joe, are you under the weather or something? Here we got a commercial for him real quick. One second.
Shoot it.
I collect books. Coloring books.
I sell farts in mason jars on eBay.
I run a free ice cream stand.
I recycle weeds and make homemade wigs.
I take Lamaze classes. Control my heavy breathing.
Log on today to WhackPeopleMeet.com.
Yeah, well, that's it. WhackPeopleMeet.com. You guys check it out and let us know how that is, man. I know a lot of you guys got a lack of game, so we'd appreciate you guys' feedback on that and letting us know how it works out for you. But right now we're going to jump into Yellow Wolf. This is called Whiskey in a Bottle. This is off of his new album. Check it out. Let me know what you think about it.
Still on that ass light. Handcuffs up in it like hand puppets. Make your mute holler. You should have jumped in that Impala, homie. Refrigerators never seen ice, baby. Not vanilla, not a grease on the killer. Make a flame, grab a chinchilla. Quite like the words I built up to. Fuck guppies, I see food and I hush puppies. So give me that king crab and I break his shell. You seen that? Well, fuck him if he don't take it well. So crack the top off that hot, shaking ale. And say free young struggle who's not making bail. He got popped by the feds, fuck the cops, take an L. Fuck it, take M-N-O-P. Learn how to spell. I'll pull up to the gate and we'll skate on these country faggots. And until then, fuck them. They can have it. So American mean, slum, American breed. Gotta raise with worldwide dreams.
red. I'm on that ass like Alabama did LSU. Goose egg, oh lord. Bible belt raised in your mouth like a cold sore. Roll forward, nah, roll tired and roll Chevys. My mama rolls joints, smoke rolls off of the tilt. Daddy's a rolling stone, I'm rolling in shit with these pigs. And the south side, who you rolling with in the six? With hair weaves and air streams, cigarette stained walls, fuck, I can barely breathe. Spitting shotgun pellets out of my fucking chili bowl. But am I a hillbilly? No. I'm the truth behind these fucking illusionists. Yelling redneck, you about as red as the color blue is. Call me a redneck, and I just tattoo it. Because of the abuse, and I use it as therapy and music. So put your hands to the sky. I'm a bullet in the barrel with a hairpin trigger now.
Shot, you should send a message to him and actually try to get that in the works.
Yeah, I'd do it. Welcome back, everybody. Real quick, this is the Rel and Randy Show. Our number is 713-955-0701. Give us a call if you got anything you want us to touch on, unless it's a kid.
If you're weak, your week has been going bad so far,
yeah,
hit us up.
We're here to bring a little sunshine.
If your girlfriend dumped you, call.
Yeah.
Give us her name.
Once again, that was Yellow Wolf, Whiskey in a Bottle. That's off of his new album. It's called Love Story. That's actually debuted to release April 21st in 2015, obviously. But that is the second album that he's got, the second studio album. And it's dope, man. I'm telling you, so far, so good. Everything I've listened to has been awesome.
Yeah, he's slowly trying to put me on Yellow Wolf today.
Nah, I'm not slowly trying to. If I wanted to put you
You're
on,
right.
I'd put you on.
You did, like, give me, like, three songs back to back.
They were pretty decent?
That was pretty,
The dude's a beast. Him
pretty
and,
rough, you know.
Him and Big Crit, they're going to have an album. You see what I'm doing here, this motion?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have an album together. It's actually called Country Cousins, but that release date is, you know, to be announced. I hope they really do that.
I might
Big
actually
Crit
listen
and Yellow
to
Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
Is, yeah, no, well, they do. They've done a lot of songs and a lot of work before.
I
so,
believe it.
Yeah. Anyways, let's jump into this real quick.
Oh, yeah.
South Carolina police officer charged with murder is fired. This is a couple years ago, since
really?
2013, actually. The movie. God, how old-fashioned am I?
Why is
the
it
video just came out because they were actually thinking about letting this guy off because they didn't have any evidence.
And then someone
but
said,
this is the big news
no,
in America.
No, no.
Yeah, so this happened in South Carolina, actually, Charleston, and it was North Charleston. That's a big thing. It's a big deal, whether you're from North or South Charleston.
It's nice
it's a big deal.
South Carolina, though.
Oh, it is. Yeah, Tenfo, Kingfolk. But yeah, man, this dude, he just straight up followed this guy. Well, he didn't follow him. Let me get the story straight. Apparently, this guy was reaching for his taser. He didn't get it.
He pulled him over
for, right,
a, broken
for a broken tail.
Yeah, tail light.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the even weirder.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, anyways, he pulled him over. He found out he was this really bad guy. He's late on his child support. That's literally the only thing that popped up on this guy's record. But, anyways, the guy gets out of the car. They end up somehow, some way in a tussle. The guy apparently goes for his taser. The taser falls down. The guy has nothing in his hands. Open hands. He runs away. The cop then turns and
eight shots.
Shoots this guy straight in the back like a fucking coward. And the guy dies right there. There's a kid filming this thing.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? From Weatherman Joe's told me from his perspective as a kid, if you see something like that, man, that'd be traumatic. You know what I'm saying? So I totally agree with that from that point of view. But I think it's jacked up in general that the fact that this guy had open hands, he had nothing. You know what I'm saying? And this guy had a taser and a gun. He chose to use a gun over the taser. At the end of the video, he runs away, throws the taser over back by the guy, and then backup gets
it. He went and picked it up
and then
brought it back to
brought
the
it
body.
Back. Exactly.
And it was, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that to me is super sketchy. The guy apparently didn't know anybody was filming it, and like I said, they were going to let him get off with it.
If you watch the video, they say he looked over his shoulder after he shot him.
Right.
To see if someone saw it.
Right.
But I guess he didn't see the kid or whoever was filming.
Oh, dude, this is ridiculous. This is, like, one of the worst things I've ever seen. And like I said, the guy...
And he was a vet.
And he was a vet. Well, he's... I don't even want to get into that, man. I don't even want to get into the vet thing because that's going to bring in a whole other can of worms that people are going to look down on. I don't want to have people looking down on vets and how this and that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say, vets are crazy. When they come back from combat, all they want to do is they're bloodthirsty, this and that. And, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to open that can of worms. But...
Touché.
We got us a caller, man. Let's go to the lines real quick. Let's see what they got to say. Real quick. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Dre? It's your brother.
What's up, Negro?
I'm doing pretty good, just getting off work. Listen.
Hey, Dre, what's up? It's your brother.
Go ahead.
This whole subject about the officer killing the guy yesterday, it's been the talk of everyone right now. It's not right. It's injustice. It shows to prove that it's not just the citizens going crazy. It's these law enforcement officers. All officers are not bad. I'm not saying that. But there are a few that has letting their badge on their chest get to their head, make them seem like they're above the law. They are here to uphold the law, not abuse it and take law into their own hands. Yesterday was unacceptable. The kids seen it. It's recorded. There is a second of the video that we did not get to see what led up to the event of the officer shooting the guy. Yeah, we all can say, oh, yeah, the guy was unarmed and he was running away. Yeah, he was wrong. But what did that guy do for that officer to shoot him? That part
right.
of the video.
Right, which is the big whodunit portion that we don't understand. And, like, that's all speculation
if you
from
ask,
there on.
If you ask me, it
but
don't matter.
It, yeah, it doesn't matter. When the guy runs away with hands open.
Right, and if you look at the video, he's, like, standing in front of the cop for, like, 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he just suddenly runs away.
Yeah.
So
the last thing I would think to do as a sane human being is pull my gun out and shoot that guy in the back. Tackle him. What are you? You're a cop.
Right.
What happened to cops being scrappy, being able to hold their own? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand.
I mean,
and it actually says you can't shoot a fugitive in the back. You can't shoot someone on the run in the back.
You can't shoot anyone if that person is running. That goes for law enforcement, me doing armed security. If the threat is no longer a threat, I cannot shoot that person. Now, the person was fleeing. That's no longer a threat. He's trying to get away. By law, you cannot shoot that guy. In this case, the guy did, in other cases that has taken place throughout the country. I'm agreeing with you guys on him shooting the guy. That was not right. He shouldn't have done it. Let's just see how the courts and the laws and whoever take this case handle it. I'm leaning more on he may get a slap on the wrist or he may do some time. I'm hoping to do some time. I'm just going on what I'm seeing in the past couple of years with officers getting away with point blank, period. You can see they doing wrong. I believe a lot of officers, they do nothing but bullies with uniforms on. You giving them a slap on the wrist, other officers see it. Well, damn, since my buddy over in such and such got a slap on the wrist, maybe I'll do it. You know, so it's just like you need to, one of these officers need to be held accountable for what they do. Then maybe all officers will see, okay, look, the law ain't playing no more. Citizens getting tired of it. They're saying people are being ignorant. The guy, what, New York and New Jersey, the kid that went up there and killed the police officers and killed himself. Look what the citizens are being led to do. If they don't feel safe by the people that are sworn to protect us from foreign and domestic, they're going to take it into their own hands. And that's what I feel.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. But let me ask you something, man, real quick. How do you feel this? Like, how do you view it as a cop shooting a civilian and it's more police brutality we need to focus on? Or do you look at it as a white and black issue?
It's easy to say it's a white and black issue. It's very easy to say
why is it so easy to say that?
The simple fact is, how many black officers do you see that's killing white people?
There's a couple videos online of that. It's all posted under police brutality when a black guy does it, but when a white guy does it, it's a white guy shooting a black guy. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This is all propaganda for the media, but it's really, you know, doing some destruction to families that are, you know, mixed children or everything else like that. I don't think it's a race issue at all.
I think it's wrong, period. I don't care.
It is wrong, but it's a police brutality issue. It's
right.
Not necessarily a white or black issue. That's what really gets under my
mind. I think appreciate for calling.
Appreciate the call, man.
No problem, man.
Later.
I think you're right, though. I think it's a police brutality issue.
It is.
And I don't care if it's a black cop shooting a black guy, a white cop shooting a white guy, Mexican, purple, green, yellow. I don't care who it is. You shouldn't do it. Like my brother was just saying, like if the threat is no longer there,
right,
there's no need to kill him.
Exactly, and
no
that's why I say it's wrong. Altogether, it's wrong. Who cares what happened prior to that? He's open-handed and he's running away. Tackle him. He's a 50-year-old black guy.
And he was running mighty slow.
Yeah, he was like skipping. I could have caught up to him skipping, been like, "Hey, buddy, hold on."
Yeah, you could have.
Where you going, bro?
Yeah. And it subdued him, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
He shot him.
But anyways, this happened 2 years ago. But the reason it's happening, where we have seen such a discussion now, is because of all the white and black issues in the media, and also this guy was supposed to be off because he claimed self-defense, and they almost got away with it. But the mayor, the city of North Charleston. Not the city of North Charleston. The mayor of Charleston ordered all officers to wear a body camera. Every single officer on the force in North Charleston has to wear that. So
it should be like all over the states.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Protests are beginning already. Don't be violent. I hope no one's violent. But I definitely I think that we should be pissed off. And especially with the police. Like, I know the cops are getting a lot of, you know, a lot of crap right now.
It
and
sucks for those cops.
And it sucks
guys,
for the
though,
good
man.
Cops, exactly.
Yeah, it sucks,
but,
bro.
But what we have to think about is how can we sit up here and take this crap and be happy, quote unquote happy with, you know, what he was saying, what your brother was saying, upholding the law instead of being above the law. They're not above the law. They should have arrested this joker right as soon as they got on scene, cuffed him up, put him in the back of a police car, hit his head on the roof on purpose, fucking shoved a nightstick underneath him while he had to ride to the jail cell and took the bumpiest road down to the jail. You see? Like, that's what I think. That's what I would have done to this guy because he's a cocksucker. He's a douchebag. He didn't have to shoot this guy. That's somebody who, you know, is getting in the latter years of their lives. And you know, it was child support. Does that make you a big douchebag?
No.
It makes you a little douchebag. It doesn't make you a huge douchebag that, you know. Anyways, I think 8 shots is a little excessive, too.
Bro.
You know what
one,
I mean?
The,
and they handcuffed
shot.
Him while he was on the ground.
That'd be killing me. You seen, remember the one video we watched a couple weeks ago when they shot the guy, the mentally retarded guy coming out
yeah,
of the house?
That was horrible.
What was the point in putting the handcuffs on him?
There is
and
no
they
point.
Kept telling him, drop the screwdriver, sir.
Right.
Drop it. Like, he's shot. You shot him 4 times in his chest.
Right.
Like, are you he can really control him holding a screwdriver in his hand right now. And then they handcuff him. Like, why are you handcuffing a guy that you just shot 4 times in
the
chest?
It's horrible.
You got Fox. You got ESPN.
Yeah.
You got CNN. ABC.
C-SPAN, bro.
All that.
I be watching
you got
that.
These assholes talking about new.
A little bit different in the news, man. We're gonna jump. I'm actually go. You wanna go ahead?
Yeah.
Take the first topic we got. Second topic.
Well, I'm dealing with this. No, you can do that one.
What, this one?
Yeah, I do something else. I'm lighting the mood a little bit.
Okay.
You want to keep it heavy?
No, keep it heavy.
All right. All right. Okay, the guy that
can you say this guy's name?
Nope.
Dzhokhar Chekhlinova. Guilty of Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah, your homeboy, homeboy DT. Well, he ain't my homeboy, but DT, your boy DT.
Yeah.
The Boston Marathon bomber. He's facing basically death.
Yeah.
They convicted him, I guess, today or whenever it was, of 30 counts of, like, it was all kind of stuff. Battery, attempted, all kind of crap.
Right.
Terrorism acts, and I was a whole bunch of stuff. 17 of them were punishable by death. So pretty much, you guys, he's getting
this guy's 21 years old, and he's pretty much.
Oh, there it is. 30 counts. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a stone cold killer. Like it says here, federal prosecutors painted whatever this guy's name is as a heartless killer who conspired with his older brother, T. to maim and kill Americans in retaliation for the country's war on Muslim countries overseas. This was a cold, calculated terrorist act. This was intentional, and it was bloodthirsty. It was to make a point, government prosecutor Alex Shavetsky told jurors Monday. So anyways, they sentenced this guy to... He's pretty much going to get the death penalty.
Getting death penalty.
Yeah, but they sentenced this guy, and it's pretty ridiculous that he sat there all stone-faced and was, you know, emotionless.
Like Weatherman Joe said before we started the show, he was like, I don't know what took so long. It don't take me 2 years to find out that to convict this guy of murder. Like
that was a big thing. We actually had doctors that were right here in the villages that were up there running in the marathon, and when the bombs went off, they were helping people, and I went to one of my doctor's appointments, and they were telling me how they were trying to revive people and do this and how ugly of a scene it was.
Right.
And they were scared because they thought, oh, maybe another bomb's going to go off right behind us. And nobody knew which direction to walk away from this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it was a really big deal as far as that goes. So anyways, let's lighten up the mood a little bit,
tough.
Man.
All right. So we're going to hit them with some sports. What I want to talk about, not that crap, but the Oklahoma City Thunder are currently out of the playoffs right now.
Debo.
They are out of the playoffs, and the New Orleans Pelicans are in the playoffs. They
wow.
beat New Orleans, thanks to Anthony Davis, which to me personally is probably like the low-key MVP of the league right now.
Yeah.
But he's not getting any recognition.
He is, actually.
But he, not enough. But
not
he,
enough.
They beat Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I seen that. It was a good game.
Yeah,
came down to the wire.
Yeah, they beat Golden State by three or something like that, right?
It was like by four, I think.
Okay.
Anthony Davis hit, boom, boom, couple free throws, made it a 4-point game at the line.
Okay,
over.
See. And then they've won six of the last seven, and then Oklahoma, on the other hand, have lost
yeah.
five of the last six games.
Yeah,
and all those fucking triple doubles that Russell Westbrook was dropping every night was pointless.
Real quick here, let me lighten the mood. Pacers forward Chris Copeland stabbed outside of a New York nightclub.
His wife, wasn't it?
And his wife also was slashed up.
He got stabbed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
How
was stabbed in the abdomen around 4 a.m.
I don't know.
His wife, she's 28 years old, another woman were also slashed during the argument. All three were rushed to the area hospitals and are expected to recover. Two Atlanta Hawks players were also arrested at the scene because they refused to move and let the police set up the crime scene tape and all that stuff. Tavo Cephalosha and Pero Antic. Everybody knows who that last guy is. But anyways, they got arrested. So, yeah, lightening the mood a little
Thanks
bit.
Thanks for lightening the mood.
Moving
that.
On. Artists to watch for, man. I got a couple artists that you want to keep your eye out for. Actually, really, it's one or two. Hoodie Allen, he's pretty decent. And then there's this guy named G-Eazy. He's out of Oakland, L.A. Oakland, California. And he's actually pretty decent, man. I don't know if you guys have heard anything from him. But if you haven't, check him out. He's got a song right now. It's called A Lot of That. And it's got, like, ASAP Ferg on it and, you know, a whole bunch of other decent artists. Check it out. Real quick, this is the Reverend Randy Show. Call us up if you want to talk. We're going to go ahead and dip into our trivia here.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a t-shirt giveaway today.
Giving away t-shirt.
And also Friday. But our number is 713-955-0701. And the next caller, we're actually going to bust that trivia out for you. So give us a call. It's 713-955-0701. And we got a question to ask the next caller who calls in.
And then if no one calls, we get to keep our T-shirts.
Yeah. Tenfo.
Sons of.
Sons up.
Don't say it.
Skittles.
God, doggone Skittles.
We got to edit ourselves a little bit. But, yeah, call us up, man. Let us know. We got a trivia for you. It's ready to go. It's the Rel and Randy Show. We're going to jump right now into a little bit of, what do they call that?
This is the journey into the sound. The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
This song right here is called White Shoes. It's by Wale. Check it out.
That lady once stopped me on the street. I was wearing white shoes. And she says, I'm glad you're sticking with the white shoes. She says, it makes me feel good.
They gonna judge you for love. Say we can always be fly. We gon' be good as long as them sneakers wide. You be alright. Say you be alright. Say you be alright.
In the fashion, yeah, being for real, go try being for real. When your black ass in the back class, the front thing was real. The Lauren London, we was on a budget, you know, sharing old Navy so the army could be fresh and public. Where the sneaker stores and laundromats get all the money, cause it ain't about what you're doing, but how you looking. Where they love you for your status and your catalog, and everybody got a jersey to play along. Back then, the whole checker for your zapper tools. So even dirty niggas had the phones, you know.
Take this good advice. They gonna judge you for lies. Say we can always be fly. We gon' be good as long as them sneakers wide. You be alright.
Would quietly complain why Eric would lurk. That was the PG Plaza manager managing us. Yeah, I'm standing in lucky sevens, but slinging them looks. Still had a change for the low low.
We're gonna
that we have a caller.
We're gonna cut our music session a little short.
We'll cut into the music session. Here's our caller. Let's see what they got to say.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yep.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Darrell, it's your cousin.
Dang, Jarrell, everybody's related to you today.
Yeah, I know, right? What's up?
What's up, Cole?
All right, what's up?
What's up, man? You trying to get a shot at this trivia?
You trying to get a shot at this trivia to get a T-shirt?
Yeah, I'm your cousin, too, and I'm probably the only caller place. You give it to me for free, too, so.
No, hang up.
Hang up? All right.
I get them all.
What up?
He's going to call somebody. He want to get
a free T-shirt. Come on, Cole. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, Cole?
I get greased up on your ass, cuz. 713-955-0701. Call us up. We got a shot at your trivia. Man, we cut Wale short for cuz.
Nah, call back, man. Call back, man.
All right, call back.
Call back. Call back.
Good Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, if I get it wrong, I still get a free T-shirt.
I get a free T-shirt.
You can buy it. We need to put T-shirts up on our website. We'll do that later.
Family,
boy,
you family.
Yeah, it is what it is. Moving along, though. Artist to watch for, G-Eazy. Check him out. He's had a lot, you know, going on. He came out early in 2009, and from that point, he's released, you know, quite a bit of music, and it's been pretty decent. But I Mean It is a song he released in 2014, and it charted. So check it out. It was 18th on the charts. And then a lot of that is also a song he released in 2014, which got to the 21st spot on the charts. But really, the only reason I think that his songs aren't charting higher is because he's not very well known. But he is a rapper, songwriter, producer, born and raised in Oakland, California. So check him out. His music's pretty dope. A lot of that's
who is this again? G-Eazy?
G-Eazy. Easy is spelled with a Z, so.
G-Eazy.
Check it out.
We're going to check him out.
713-955-0701. Looking for a caller high and dry.
We're not giving away.
We got one right here. Oh, I think it's your boy again.
All
right,
let's give him another shot.
What's his name?
Adrian.
Adrian, all right. He's a talk faster. He's a fast talker. What's up, Adrian?
All right, what's up? What's the question?
The question right here is, how many years consecutively did Lance Armstrong win the Tour de France?
You got 45 seconds.
You got five seconds.
Okay, cool.
How many consecutive years did Lance Armstrong win? I think it's
10.
All right.
He's a fast talker, isn't he? He said, how many consecutive years did Lance Armstrong win consecutively?
I keep my mind right.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I got you.
So what's the answer?
You got an answer?
Yeah,
is it
seven?
It is seven. Ding, ding, ding. Your boy got it, man. Congratulations,
man.
We'll
like
have
a
t-shirt at the ASAP. Oh,
okay.
That's good, man.
All right. You're supposed to get all A's.
That's good, man.
I do have all A's.
We appreciate it.
What's up, bro?
Okay.
I want an adult large.
You got a preference on the color?
Color.
This joker's telling me he's got all A's in the class, and I asked him what color he wants a T-shirt.
Color?
Spell out color.
I don't care. What color do y'all have?
We got every color, man. We got the rainbow sitting over here.
You need green.
Okay, got it. Green it is. All right,
green.
Thanks for your call, man. Appreciate it. We got another trivia question waiting for anybody and anybody to call in. High and dry, waiting for a caller who's not going to use Google. 713-955-0701. One shirt down, one to go. Wrapping up the show here. We got about 2.5 minutes left, so give us a call. Anything we need to touch on real quick, man, before we...
Not that I can think of right now. Just the same info we give out every time.
Right.
Our number. You can hit them with top five on the hot new hip hop list. That's always interesting.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I mean, Tidal Wave debuted by Jay-Z, Kanye West, and all that stuff. Yeah, that's the number one song. Check it out. It's
about 100 minutes long.
Yeah.
Has like 7 people on it.
It's all right. Like I said, I'm not too excited about it, but. It is what it is, cuz. Anything I need to get grouped up about today?
No, not today, but I do want to. I put this on my Facebook earlier today. I do want to seriously, me and Randy want to thank everyone that listens to the show, that comments, that likes our blog page. We just want to really appreciate the support because, you know, around where we from is not, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't like to do nothing but the same thing they do always do. So the simple fact that we're doing something a little different that's it's not really a lot of people do. We appreciate the ones that appreciate that and realize that and show support. So we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Real quick, Friday is Freestyle Friday, and if you know anybody who thinks they can rap or freestyle, give us a call on Friday. I'll be rapping against anybody and everybody who calls in. It is what it is. You know, I might flex a little skill, you know what I'm saying? But I might not. It depends. Just call in. If you beat me, we got a T-shirt waiting for you also on Friday. So, like I said, you know anybody that raps Freestyle Friday, man, that thing's going to be pretty much popping.
Yep.
So
you're going to get greased up.
I'll get greased up on anybody that thinks they can come through and sling some vocal. You know what I'm saying? I'm that, you know, white rhymer, double time you heard of. Every other line vocabulary gets murder. You know what I'm saying, Cole? And on that note, we're going to take it on out, bro. We're going to take it on out.
Appreciate you guys for listening today. See you Friday.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
Get the WMJ app. Go grab the app.
Turn that down real quick.
Baby, you gotta find it like a band.
And I don't mean no disrespect by
it. I'm just trying to drive it once again. Baby, you gotta find it like a band. I'm just trying to drive it once again.
Shawty, can I be your tank? Start off with that what you drinkin'. Pardon if I'm road raging, but I know you heard my driver's crazy. Yeah, let me pace that with some patience. Let me do it till I feel like void. You're like a Maybach, thinking damn, they don't even make them like you no more. It's like a high beam gleaming through your eyes. I adore you out, baby, suicide. Slow wordplay, I'm hoping that'll make you smile. At least until I'm out of line like a DUI. Girl, you remind me of my D. Can I see what's up with that G wagon? Can I take you off of these streets? To the side of me, and I'm trying to see your hazards. Trying to be with the baddest moment.
Waiting on a taxi.
I hope you comfortable. I need to get to you.
Need like that's the Uber.
Work, then it's curtains when I'm skirting through. Came through in the group, trying to leave in the coop. I mean, I got few, but I believe in you. Trying to chase the cat, know I'm killing the dog. You ain't feeling me, no.
You
I mean,
remind
I'm
me of my Jeep.
I wanna ride.
You're
nothing like my car. I got the keys to them, but need the keys to you. Bro.